Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Every game is important.
They had pride. They had talent. They had hats and t-shirts.
That's why Isaac and Suk are ready to predict every NFL game's outcome with their usual laser-like accuracy.
They go so deep.
Football's football.
This is the Fans Pro Football Challenge, presented by Oregon Lottery Scoreboard. Wager on pro sports right from your smartphone with the new Oregon Lottery Scoreboard. Brought to you by Encore Audio Video. The Pro Football Challenge with Isaac and Suk on 1080.
Cut that meat.
The Fan.
Okay, only three football games left this year, or season.
What are you talking about? The XFL is right around the corner.
No, there is that. Who's the XFL?
And the Pro Bowl, so four games.
I don't remember who won. I'm trying to think if I remember one team. They had
the Dragons?
That might be Seattle. Seattle may be the Dragons. It might be the Titans or...
Who's going to be the 1080 The Fan XFL expert? I nominate you.
I'm going to go no on that.
You'll watch it.
What about swag? I don't think I'll watch it. I didn't watch the AF, whatever the hell that is.
Maybe Cam?
Yeah, I could see Cam. I didn't watch any of the Alliance of whatever the hell that was. I'm not watching the XFL.
All right, well, Lynch took a one-game lead on you.
Yeah, I had a rough week.
Well, I've got you 2-2 from last week. Lynch went 3-1. So he is now 31-21-1, and you are 30-22-1.
Seattle can't cover by 1 point. Marshawn Lynch, make your assignment block on the 2-point conversion, and we cover.
Yeah, the 2-point conversion, you get a cover there.
I lost that in real life, too. For heaven's sakes, Marshawn.
Well, this is real life, Jason.
Trying to take this care of my chickens over here. I had money on that.
Take care of y'all's mentals.
And then I lose the Clemson game. It's not been a good week in gambling for me.
Yeah, well.
I should have hedged the damn Clemson bet is what I should have done.
Can't win them all, JC babes. All right, two games. The first one is going to be the Chiefs hosting the Titans.
It's 7.5 at this point. Where are we?
My tidies. Although it's coming down.
Last I saw it was 7.
Yeah, it's on Oregon Lottery Scoreboard. It's down to 7.
Juicy. I'll grab that 7 all day long and lay it with Kansas City.
Oh, wow, you just slid yourself right in there first.
I did.
You can't do that. Well, let me get out of the way here, okay, and let you guys talk about
it. How did
you
do last week, by the way? Did you say?
I was 2-2.
Okay.
I like how you just ignored it. You're like, yeah, I don't matter.
Well, no one cares about me. I've had a terrible year. Titans plus 7.5 is the bet. This is a bad matchup for Kansas City because...
It's at plus 7 now.
Plus 7.
I like that. You don't have
I'm
to
going to
there.
Vegas tomorrow, and yeah. I'm going to try to get it at plus 7.5, trust me.
Oh, so you're taking the points.
Yeah. That's the bet. The bet is Tennessee, in my opinion. But again, my picks have been terrible, so this probably means the Chiefs will win by 50. But listen, man, Tennessee is a bad matchup for Kansas City because of Derrick Henry. I think the Chris Jones injury is enormous. Even if he plays, he's hobbled, and they need him to slow down Derrick Henry. The one thing that scares me is that I think the Chiefs' offense will light up the Titans if the Titans can't somehow get Derrick Henry going, but they ran for 190, by himself on Kansas City the last time. They've already beat him once. Look, Tennessee, to me, is just undervalued at this point. They are one of the best teams in the NFL and have been since they made the quarterback switch. They're really, really good. Their defense is playing great. I think this is going to be a great game. I wouldn't be surprised to see Kansas City win it, but Andy Reid in this spot has not been good. The Titans catching that many points, I got to take it. I'm sorry. I think this is going to be a field goal game either way, and I'm going to go with the Titans, and it might be lower scoring than some people think.
This is razor thin for me, but the fact that I can get it at 7 and I don't have to give up the hook at 7.5, I'm going to go ahead and take Kansas City. I don't love this because I do think that Tennessee has that look about them. They're on a heater. I think Tennessee's got a real shot at this thing. But when you actually look at the two games, Tennessee's offense really hasn't been that good. Derrick Henry has been a machine, But if you go back to the New England game, they only scored on two offensive possessions. They were outgained by 200 plus yards in that game against New England. New England just couldn't do anything when they got inside the red zone. Baltimore gave up four turnovers in the midst when the game actually mattered, and Tennessee was able to convert on all four of those. Now, that's opportunistic and take nothing away from Tennessee, but again, Baltimore outgained them per play and total yards. So Tennessee has been really good on defense. Tennessee has been efficient, and they're shortening the games. But I do think that Kansas City's offense, the way they're playing right now, I do not think you're going to be able to hold them down the way you did New England or Baltimore for that matter. And so that comes back to, do I believe that that Tennessee can score with Kansas City? And the answer to that question is no. So I think this could be a close game. It wouldn't shock me if Tennessee won, but I think eventually Kansas City will pull this thing out, and there's just too much firepower there. Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback right now in the NFL. I don't love giving up the touchdown, but I'm going to do it. Give me Kansas City, and I'll lay the 7.
Like Rob, I actually like the under in this one a lot, too. I think that people have pushed that number really high because of what the Chiefs did last week, but the same reason I like the under is the same reason I'm going to take the Titans plus 7 in this one is they are going to control the clock. No one is stopping Derrick Henry right now. And you're right, the Chris Jones injury is huge. The Chiefs have been much better on defense lately, but they still give up yards on the ground. So as long as the Titans continue to run with Derrick Henry, they're going to keep this a lower scoring game, and they're going to keep it close. I find it really hard at this point in the season to see a touchdown spread and go, really? These two teams made it this far to the AFC title game and they're still a touchdown underdog?
Yeah.
I have a really hard time with that. So I'm going to take Titans plus 7 in this one. And like Rob, I like the under. I got it at 53 before it moved down on the Oregon Lottery app.
When the Chiefs scored 51 last week, I think that's a lot of the reason why it's so high. It's like you can't, like they're just that potent, you know? So you got to be wary, like you said, of like Tennessee could play them tough, but in the end, the dam breaks and Kansas City covers. Yeah. Their offense is that legit. I wonder, too, about this game before we move on to the next game. I just wonder because, man, it's – what is it? Andy Reid.
Vrabel.
Vrabel. And then two young – Shanahan and LaFleur on the other side. Like, if Andy Reid can't get to the Super Bowl now, it's like, holy crap, dude. Like,
what's the stat that's out there? He's like 1-10 all time against the Titans.
Oh, my God. Yeah, 1-6, I think, is against the Titans, but he's never gotten past his spot. I think this might be his year, and it might be Kansas City's year. I don't think it's going to be easy, but what I was getting at is I wonder if Kansas City had their choke game last week. They just got away with it. They were down 24-0. It just so happens that the Houston Texans suck.
Yeah, so, they're like, you think you can choke? Hold right. my beer.
So it's like that was the – so I could totally see a scenario where that was the game where they had their head up their ass, and this game they're going to be much tougher, and they do cover. Well, maybe that's what
– and remember this. Tannehill is thrown for less than 100 yards. I mean, at some point, as good as Derrick Henry looks
– don't you think they come out and kind of sling it or at least try too early?
I don't. I think they're going to turn around and hand it to the guy that no one can stop.
The guy has gotten 180-plus yards in 3 straight games. You said that's never happened in the NFL ever before.
Yeah. But eventually,
why on earth would you sling it?
But my point is, eventually against Kansas City, you're going to have to score. And they're not. I don't think they're just going to hand you the 4 turnovers like Baltimore did and have the 4th down meltdowns. And it's too much firepower, in my opinion.
This is also the 4th. Straight game where Tennessee's been on the road.
Yeah.
A lot of times that catches up to
eventually
you. Eventually,
you wear down.
And Kansas City, the other thing about Kansas City is they lost in this spot last year. A heartbreaker.
Remember, that was the D-Ford offsides.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great game. And then the second one on Sunday, these games, by the way, both are on Sunday, will be about 3:45, and it will be the Packers at the Niners. I'll start again. I'm on the underdog. I like Aaron Rodgers in this spot.
They're at 7.5, right?
Yeah, this spread is 7.5.
Love that hook.
I'm scared of the Niners. They're great, but Jimmy Garoppolo doesn't scare me. I think you could bet Green Bay plus the points just on the Rodgers Garoppolo matchup alone. But the Niners are awesome. They're getting healthy. Their defense is legit, but Aaron Rodgers is going to have something for him. And I think this was also close. I think this is a 24-21 type game, a hard-fought game. I just don't see the Niners doing what they did to the Packers the first time, doing that again. I think the Packers are going to switch it up. And Aaron Rodgers is the man. I think he's got one left in the chamber. And this will be a lot closer. closer than the Niners Vikings game. So
yeah, again,
I'm on the pack.
I hate the hook. I hate it. I wish I could get it down to seven. I may sit around on this one and see if this comes down at all. But you're on the underdogs. I'm going to take the favorites. I just think it's a really bad matchup for Green Bay. And I get it. Bulaga didn't play much. I think he only played a handful of snaps in that first matchup. Green Bay's offensive line is healthier. San Francisco, when healthy, and you're working now basically at full capacity. By the way, all four teams are. If you want to know about like attrition in the NFL, there was only, I think, three or four guys from the entire four teams that are left that missed practice, and two of them were for illness. And no team has more than three people that were starters or major contributors at the start of the year, week one, on IR. You're looking at four of the healthiest teams in the NFL. You know, that's just a huge reason why you're still here. But at the beginning of the year, when San Francisco was healthy, they were the best team in football. San Francisco is healthy again. San Francisco is the best team in football. I think Garoppolo is better than people give him credit for. I think he had as good, if not a better year than Aaron Rodgers. And Green Bay's offensive line is good, but I think a lot of that is name at this point. They're not as good as they're made out to be. And when that front four is cooking for San Francisco, it's scary dominant. And if Minnesota can't get their run game going and they could do nothing, I don't think Green Bay gets it going either. And if Green Bay can't run the football, they will not hold up in pass protection. And in that first matchup, Aaron Rodgers could do nothing. He had zero time. And it started, we had the strip sack early on, I think the first or second drive. I just think this is a bad matchup for Green Bay. I don't like the 7.5, but I'm going to go ahead and lay it anyways, just because I think San Francisco right now is that much better than Green Bay.
I'm going to go with Rop on this one again. I just can't, in good faith with these two teams at this point, take a 7.5-point spread. Yes, the Niners are the better team. I just think it's going to be a closer game. I'm going to take Green Bay plus 7.5. All your points, Suk, are valid. I could certainly see that happening. But I honestly think when it comes down to this, a lot of it is quarterbacks. And I said it earlier this week. I think Garoppolo is like Kirk Cousins. He's good statistically, but he's not great. And I don't know if he is going to win you a bunch of games. Whereas Aaron Rodgers, we know what he's done at this point in his career. We know what he's done in the playoffs. We know that he can win you the game single-handedly. He's going to keep it close by himself, I think. So I'm going to take Green Bay plus 7.5.
Big Suk on Kansas City, San Francisco, and then Mike, the kiss of death, man. You and I are on the same picks. Tennessee and Green Bay, we like the underdogs. NFL Challenge, the final one will be right before the Super Bowl, Thursday before the Super Bowl. All right. Ooh, guess what?
What?
Mike Trout is trending.
I know, and not for good reasons if you're Mike Trout.
We'll tell you why next on The Fan.
Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
Okay. Got a text from noted Astros fan Officer Potter today. Care to guess what he wanted to disseminate to me?
My guess is something trying to defend.
Did he call it fake news, corrupt news?
The cheating bastards that are the Houston Astros?
No. He just did the whole, is it just me or is it like the whole league doing this, type of thing.
Yes.
Like the deflect.
Deflect. Yeah.
Deflect.
Everybody's doing it.
It's the Lance Armstrong
so
defense,
what's the big
right?
Deal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're all doing it.
Which I think
by the way, Mariota was great. It was the coach's fault because he's big on that too. He won't shut up about that.
I think it's adorable.
Yeah, it is.
But, you know, we do mental gymnastics when it's our team.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm going to have to go through this. Like, Kansas is going to be punished.
Yeah,
I think.
Well,
hopefully not. But.
Yeah, well. It is true.
Maybe they won't.
Well, I call it the bend but don't break moral defense.
Oregon fans had to go through this.
Exactly. You give up some yards between the 20s, but then you bow your back at the goal line and you're fine with it.
But Potter is an Oregon fan and an Astros fan.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
And then he's on the Titans and he's off the Titans and he's a Texans. It's like, man, dude.
Make up your mind.
Potter, you're losing your credibility. Just own it. Like Dusty. Dusty's handling this well. He's like, look, they cheated.
Yeah. Well, he admits about the Patriots, too, and he just kind of, he deflects a little bit.
They won Super Bowls and World Series.
Exactly.
I don't care.
His whole thing is it's worth it.
Yeah, what Dusty said is it didn't change my memories of that year.
Great.
That's what he said.
Way to say it.
Right? McGuire and Sosa may have been on cattleroids, but
I'm
I'll tell you what, disappointed. That home run chase was fantastic, and we all loved it. So
well, you're disappointed, right? Like, you're like, oh, man, that sucks.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, pretty fun going to Houston, watching them win.
Yeah.
So the latest is this. One, that the Astros had buzzers underneath their jerseys.
Yeah, supposedly, like, yeah, they were wired
up. Yeah.
That's the rumor. Is that, was it Carlos Beltran's niece or something that was...
Supposedly Carlos Beltran's niece on Twitter, although now there's people are saying it's not the niece.
Wait, somebody, what does she have to do with it?
She was the one who started that today. She tweeted,
it was like, let's just get
let's get it all out. Altuve and Bregman had buzzers on their right shoulders that would tell them when pitches were coming.
And then there's a great clip.
Well, what about the trash can thing?
Well, that was happening too.
Well,
that was
2 years prior to this.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is the updated.
This would be
cheating.
The second cheating scandal. So, and then there's a clip going around of Altuve coming around home
after he hit the Chapman home run.
Yeah, and he grabs onto his jersey, and you can read his lips, and he's saying, don't take it off, don't rip it off. And the fear was is that they were going to mob him, rip off the jersey, and then you would see the buzzer attached to his chest.
God.
He does grip it very tightly.
He looks at them, and yes. he gets very serious because yes. he just hit a series-winning home run.
Yes, he's all celebratory.
He looks
until
very
he
serious,
gets...
and he goes, do not take my jersey off, and yeah. he grabs it and closes it shut.
Yeah.
Damn, man.
Yeah. And then there's
this is bananas.
And there's a Josh Donaldson one, which is kind of stupid, but then people are trying to point to that because he's doing an interview afterwards and he's wearing a
Josh Reddick.
I'm sorry, not Josh Donaldson. Josh Reddick. And he's got something like up on his chest, but it's a piece of confetti.
Yeah, that's confetti.
But people are like, ah, what's that? And they're circling it. And his wife was like, hey, dumbass, it's a piece of confetti. But the Altuve one is fairly interesting because
that's pretty damning.
You can clearly see him tell them, do not take my jersey off.
All right.
And he clutches it like an old lady, like with some pearls. If she sees a person of color coming down the street, she grabs onto that and is like, no.
So now what do we think?
And then there was something that happened
last year. Does this change
anything? That Chirinos, the catcher for the Astros, had something fall off his bat or his hand. That was like a little piece of tape that was attached to something. And the people were thinking that might have been a buzzer as well.
Yeah.
Again, some of this is just pure speculation. It's not like for sure buzzers.
Yeah, at this point, basically what's happening is they're pulling a prime time where they're
Jim J. Bullock
solely on speculation. And
I do declare.
Let's just throw it against the wall and see what's like. By the way, Kobe Bryant hates all white people.
That's what happens when you have scandals like this.
Yeah.
When this stuff comes out, people start taking it to all sorts of different places. Why it's best to just come clean with all of it.
Yeah.
Say, here's what happened. Here's what we did. And I don't know. Did you read the report, Mike? Have you read the MLB?
Not every page, but I've read the important parts.
It's like nine pages. What do people need to know? Like what? This was widespread. It was going on for multiple seasons.
I mean, the report was specifically about 2017. That was what they were investigating, which included the banging of the trash cans and all that kind of stuff. They said they did it every home game. Yeah, they did it. And that was what the report said. It was
including the playoffs.
Yes.
Won a World Series.
Cora was the ringleader. Beltran was involved.
Beltran, he got fired or resigned, whatever you want. And he came out and released a statement, and he admitted it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said, I made a mistake. He goes, as a veteran on the team, I should have been.
Mistake.
You know, well, yeah, he just said there was an error in judgment. He should have put a stop to it as opposed to, well, being one of the orchestrators of it. But yeah, he tried to put a positive spin on it and be like, ah.
Basically what it was there was a monitor that was actually attached to the wall in the hallway between the dugout and the clubhouse. And they would bang the trash can based on there was a camera in center field looking at the catcher, and they would bang the trash can when they figured out what the sequence was and let the hitters know what pitches were coming. When Danny Farquhar found out, I said this yesterday, there was a moment of panic. This was from a report, not from the actual investigation. The Astros dismantled the TV and hit it, and then they brought a portable monitor out that they took down after every game after that.
Man.
That was what was happening in 2017. Now this thing from maybe Beltran's niece, somebody who knows a lot about what's going on with Carlos Beltran, is opening up the buzzer thing, which has been rumored and reported before was a possibility. Now they're saying it was in the same spot. They were just, instead of having the obvious banging of the trash cans, they were sending a little buzz to wherever the player had it so they could feel whether it was a fastball.
I love that they would shock, like
turn it down. Well, and now on top of this, so now we've moved on to
Let's get to Mike Trout.
Scott Brosius' and is trying to rat out Mike Trout for being on HGH.
David Brocious takes to Twitter, and this is why Mike Trout is trending today.
Yeah, David Brocious, by the way, the son of
Yankee great.
And World Series MVP.
Local guy.
Yeah.
Scott Brocious.
Yeah, Linfield. Scott Brocious.
My dad was the third base coach for the Mariners in 2017. The Mariners knew they were cheating. Every team did. The MLB did. He knew exactly how they were doing it in 2017. The MLB just the MLB just wasn't going to do anything about it until the public found out. My dad would give fake signs at third, acting like he knew what the Astros pitcher was going to throw, and Cora and Hinch would scream at him, calling it Bush League. Weird how that works. Then he writes, if you want to read something better, Mike Trout takes HGH for a thyroid condition. It's a loophole he found, and the MLB doesn't make it public because they don't want fans knowing their best player is on HGH. But people within know. Thought you'd appreciate, since you're a Dodgers fan.
I love that we're just...
That what? Was to one of his friends.
Yeah, we're just throwing everything out now.
Yeah, so now Mike Trout is trending, and apparently there's, I don't know,
well, the best
there's
part,
a loophole.
Yeah, the best part is now that we're getting everyone that is tweeting out photos of Mike Trout's head, because HGH is the one that causes you. So that's human growth hormone, which is different than testosterone, like roids, right? So the difference. So growth hormone, different than testosterone. And HGH is the one that gives you the kind of the Cro-Magnon forehead and like your like bone growth. Think Barry Bonds. Remember Barry Bonds' hat size went up like, you know, by like 30%. So now people are looking at Mike Trout's head. We're getting a lot of people that are tweeting out. They're like, look at the size of his head now. He clearly is all over HGH.
Well, we don't know if this is true.
And I will say that it is quite larger than when he first came into the big leagues.
We don't know if this is true, but look at Mike Trout.
Yes. He's
I mean, I guess we just stopped caring about that kind of thing. Like, it used to be that if you looked like that, we would.
Yeah.
We'd string you up.
Absolutely.
Like, it was like, nope, you're doing them.
But now it's as like, Seth Everett said, it's out of baseball and no one would ever dare do this.
What's crazy about this, and maybe it shouldn't be crazy, is that the MLB knows and they didn't want it to come out because they...
Well, if it's a loophole.
Like,
I mean,
in the NFL,
what
people,
are you going to do?
In the NFL, people always apply for like Adderall exemptions, right? Because they smoke a bunch of weed and then they need Adderall to get up. And so they claim, you know, they get some doctor's note and you get on Adderall. I mean, there are loopholes. Oh, maybe he legit. First off, no one knows whether this is true or not, but maybe he legitimately has a thyroid condition and, you know, he needs to take this.
Well, Brocious's son was very clear in putting the word thyroid into quotes in his little post.
But let me ask you this, in all honesty, right? So there's normal levels of testosterone for males, right? And it goes down as you get older. And so there's like a normal range, and that's how you get busted. There's like two different types of testosterone they test for in your blood, and it's like epi and I forget the other one, but there's a ratio there, right? And there's a healthy range. And then when you're on, you know, obviously synthetic testosterone, that range gets blown to hell and it's super high. But there are people now that are get their blood test all the time and they're taking testosterone to make sure that they're just staying at the normal high level, but they're not exceeding what would be a normal level. So it gets into a little bit of a gray area that if you do have low testosterone, is it okay to take something to make sure that you're at the high level but not exceeding it? Or is that cheating? Or if you're Mike Trout and you do have a thyroid problem and you do have a hormone deficiency and you're on HGH, does that mean you're a cheater? Or are you taking something that's legitimately not your fault and you have a condition? And I'm not saying that he's doing this because it's necessity or if he's cheating or not. I do think it's an interesting question. Is it cheating if you are handling a legitimate deficiency in your body?
Okay. I mean, all that's fair and also interesting to think about. But what? Okay. So your best player.
Yeah.
Finds a loophole in your
loophole poophole.
Yes. I believe there's a drop for that.
I do think there is.
Yeah, loophole.
I had it backwards.
You have a responsibility to your audience to be more responsible.
Thank you, Seth.
This guy says I have a thyroid issue. No doctor has ever recommended HGH.
You feel better than this.
It's really expensive from what I hear.
So Major League Baseball knows this.
Yeah.
And their best player, their guy, it found a loophole to take HGH, which they know is just, I mean, the optics of that alone are horrible to your public.
It's not good.
And they do nothing about it?
Well,
What the hell?
If it's a legitimate loophole, what are you supposed to
do about it? Behind the scene. Figure it out. you just don't do anything and just hope that it doesn't come out? What the hell? What are they doing?
That's where I saw it. I'm like, really? They were just like, nobody will find out.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll just, it's a loophole. I guess we'll just let this get out eventually. Scott Brosius' son.
There are loopholes. I mean, I've known people that have played that have used these sorts of things. Some of them for legit reasons and others, not so much for the definition of loopholes.
Dude, unbelievable.
But there are a lot of people that are on, the cutting edge of this, trying to get every advantage that you possibly can.
Well, Brosius is doing the clap. The Astros, I think the Astros are paying David Brosius.
Yeah, just
because they're like, hey,
if you're
could you make up something about Mike Trout?
The Astros, isn't that the thing? Now you just start throwing whatever you want. Let's get some other stuff out there.
Here's 100 G's. Throw Mike Trout under the bus. Do it now. Quick.
What's Mookie Betts up to? That son of a B has to be cheating.
Yeah. That's funny.
But I'm if
this is true, this sucks.
It's crazy.
If this is a legit condition that he has, or the testosterone thing, right? Is that cheating or is that a medical problem?
That's not cheating.
I don't think it's cheating. I mean, to me,
if he's lying about a thyroid issue to take it, then it's cheating.
Right. Yeah. I agree 100% with Mike there.
Okay. Then this is why I'd never throw anyone under the bus over this. And people don't believe me, and you can say I'm a liar, you can say I'm full of crap. I don't know why I would
lie.
I don't know why I would lie about this. I have never played, I never took steroids, I never took HGH, none of that. But I had so many teammates that
corrupt
did.
News.
Liar.
I don't know why this would be the thing I would lie about.
You're coming out now, it's about time.
But I would never I never judged anyone.
Like Beltran's niece says, just get it all out now.
He's gay.
Because my hand isn't steady enough to draw the line and say this is cheating and this isn't. It's just there's so many gray areas here, but we want to throw the blanket on everyone and be like, well, this is ridiculous and I want it done clean. When the truth of the matter is, there is a ton of gray area when it comes to all of this stuff, like with the HGH thing. So we know HGH builds lean muscle, right? It makes you faster, builds everything. So obviously that is a performance enhancing drug, but most people use it to heal injuries, right? And so
that's what Pettit says he used it for.
So a lot of people do that because it helps in the recovery process, because there isn't a ton of evidence that it's this miracle thing that just builds this ton of muscle and makes you a lot faster. But we do know that it helps you recover from injuries. So if you take HGH to recover from an injury, you're a cheater. But if you take anti-inflammatories and painkillers, that all they do is mask an injury so that you can go out and continue to play, but while hurting yourself further and potentially, destroying your body, then you're a hero and you're brave and you're heroic. But taking a drug that actually heals the injury so that you can go out and play, that makes you a cheater. I'm not here to be judge, jury, and executioner, but I do think it's odd the lines we all draw.
Yes, you're not wrong there. You are lying, though.
I'm on everything. I was. Did you ever see photos of me when I played? If I was on something, I want my money back.
Dude, your head was giant. What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's because I ate Carl's Jr. 3 times a day. It wasn't because I was on HGH. Yeah.
You know what's in Carl's Jr.? HGH.
Yeah.
There's the loophole right there.
Hey, listen, man.
A literal poop hole loophole.
I think they should be allowed to do whatever the hell they want. It's not my body. I don't care. It makes the sport better.
Yeah.
Whatever. Put them all on HGH. You guys all want to do HGH and hurt your own bodies long term? Fine.
Yeah.
You get paid a lot of money.
The problem is that I took a lot of stuff that did hurt my body, painkillers, anti-inflammatories, and it didn't make my performance any better.
What's interesting is this is what we shouldn't be doing. I know we got to go. We're sitting here talking about Mike Trout in HGH. Who cares? The Houston Astros won a World Series.
Cheating. As did the Red Sox.
Not doing HGH or the gray area that you're talking about. There's nothing gray about what
the Astros paid Brosius' kid.
By the way, that's genius.
Deflect.
The next time I screw up, I'm paying Mike Lynch to screw up worse than me.
I want you to think what the Astros have done.
Yeah.
There is no gray.
Nope.
All right, we got to take a break. Oh, yeah. In the News is next, I think.
You are correct.
We're that far off the clock, I don't even know what segment it is. Here's Mike.
You're two segments over, so.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Yeah, somebody texted and said, hey, you know, you're part of this too, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, you said on your our scoreboard spot that you won money on the Astros.
I did. That was my first.
They're cheating.
That was
you're cheating.
That was my first ever bet. I don't remember what it was, game two or three.
Cheater.
Yeah, that was the first ever bet that ever made on the lottery scoreboard.
Well, you're culpable.
You knew all along.
You knew. They buzzed you, didn't they?
And you know what? I'd bet it again. If I told you there was inside information that you were going to win a bet, you're telling me you wouldn't lay it? I know my moral high ground isn't that high. My moral high ground is somewhere in the swamp, I can assure you at that. So it's more of a low land sort of thing.
It is January 16,
2020. What?
Well, you know the routine.
Okay.
I'm going to clip that, you know.
Please do. I love clips. I forgot to look up what today is, so hold one, please.
Paid. I'm just going to stare at Mike Trout.
Pay no giant attention to a stalling for time.
I will say that where his normal
time.
Head should end with Mike Trout, there's just more head.
What do you think? Does anything change about how you think about him now?
Nah.
Me neither. Not a damn thing. That guy's awesome.
And all it is Scott Brosius' kid throwing something against the wall.
I think he should double his dosage if he is taking it, because I want to see Mike Trout on double HGH. He's a badass.
He is so good.
It is, let's see, what is today? National Fig Newton Day. Gross. Hey, who likes Fig Newtons?
No, if you put them in the fridge, they can be okay.
It is also appreciated a Dragon Day.
What?
Yeah, like lizard.
There's no
or dragon, you know.
New XFL team. Appreciate them.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I...
anyway.
I have a dragon on my arm, I guess. So...
How to Train Your Dragon is a cute movie series for kids.
Yeah. I got a dragon tattooed on me. See, I can appreciate that. Every day, I'm appreciating dragons.
Have you been reading this story about the judge who ruled that the 13-year-old girl who has cancer...
Yeah.
...has to have surgery?
Yeah.
Boy, that's a bizarre story.
But we've had this. I mean, not this particular story, but this has happened a bunch with Christian Scientists.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where the adults can certainly make their own choice, but this has happened several times that I've read where the courts will make the parents, or they take the kids away to go get a medical treatment.
So the 13-year-old girl's name is Kylie Dixon, and she just had surgery today to treat liver cancer, or it was yesterday. Maybe it was Tuesday. But she had liver cancer, and her mom,
was like, no,
she would not let her get treated. She didn't believe in it.
Yep.
And so it went to the courts, and the judge said, you got to get this. You got to take care of your mentals.
This has happened multiple times.
You got to take care of your cancers. So she actually did have her surgery.
Which, by the way,
surgery.
I'm in favor.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what do you think?
Dude, if you're 19, 20, man, make your own choice. But you got a 13, 12, you know, and younger. No, you as a parent don't get a right, in my opinion. And again, that's all it is my opinion. You don't get the right to be like, no, my kid's not going to have treatment, because that's not the kid's decision.
I tend to agree with you.
I think the
judge made the right call here.
Agreed.
And so she's been in state foster care since June when her mother, I guess she didn't follow the court orders. And so they took the girl away. And so now she's had surgery. But the mom does get visitation rights.
Yeah.
She can go visit her.
Yeah, she had some tumors on her liver, right?
Yeah.
That you had to go in and remove.
Yeah. But it's a very serious recovery.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to take her a long time.
But hopefully the kids...
Especially because they waited.
Well, and hopefully the kid's okay, though, you know, and...
Hopefully.
Well, eventually mom and, you know, they're reunited, but... again, I'm on the judge's side on this one.
How fun is Portland?
I
know you've asked that question before.
I ask it every day, but I like Portland. I'm pro... Rose City.
Portland made the cut in America's most fun cities.
Oh, good for us.
We are among the most fun cities in America.
Where are we ranking on said list?
This is another one of those by Wallet Hub. Portland ranks number 8 out of 182 major U.S. cities as the most fun. Now, what they determined as their criteria are entertainment and recreation, nightlife and parties. They do take into consideration cost. Mm-hmm. Portland, one of the cheaper fun places.
Sure.
Comparatively to like New York, San Francisco, LA, and those. And those three categories were further broken down into 66 metrics that include categories such as most festivals per capita and most acres of parkland per capita.
I will tell you that just if you ever look, the Oregonian does this, but they always do the what's happening on the weekend. There's usually something you can find to do that's pretty cool on any given weekend.
Yeah,
we got plenty of live music.
Depends on your definition of fun, but there, yes, in terms of activities,
we got a
wonderful
lot to offer.
Place to live.
Sure.
Very diverse things you can do. A lot of different things you can
Not
do.
Not diversity because we're
well,
all white. But,
that's true. But you know what I mean.
I know.
But if you're down, yeah, like some other cities, it's just like New York, LA, San Francisco, parties and
everything.
But here, it's different.
Yeah.
But it's still fun. Portland did make the cut for lowest average beer price. That should surprise you.
Really?
Yeah. And we ranked number three in most accessible bars, which is so true because we love our kind of stripped down divey bar.
I just don't have the patience for busy clubs and bars. I can't.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
I hear you.
I know someone's like, hey, let's go to this place. It's like this hot spot. I walk in and like there's no place to sit and there's like a three deep line at the bar. Man, I
hear you.
I can't do it. Immediately go into a sour mood. I know I shouldn't, but I do. I turn into a real ass. I'm just like, let's go find someplace else.
I'll tell you what the most fun city in the United States is.
Vegas?
Next. Oh, I hope so. 4:53 on the Fan.
Prime time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Yeah, they're calling it Buzzergate now. The Astro, the cheating scandal. The plot has thickened with the buzzer.
So they have to go.
So now it's Buzzergate.
They have to go suspend more people now, more money.
You know what's interesting too? It's like, I don't know. Like what percentage of fans of any team in any sport, professional sport, or I guess college too, because it's smarmy as hell too. Oh,
absolutely.
But what percentage of fans are in it for any sort of virtuosity, right? Like that's not even a thing. So it's like
my brother gets all butthurt about
does
this.
Does he?
Yeah.
So there are some.
Sure. My brother is definitely one.
But for me, I don't know. I'm just a fan of my team. I went to Kansas, so therefore I am a fan of them. So in other words, it's like every fan, it could be any of us is the point. It's like when you see a team like the Astros cheat, or when you see, I don't know, name another
Patriots or at the
whatever,
game
yeah.
or whatever.
It could just as easily be your team as anybody else's team, right?
Yeah.
It's like there's really no.
No. The idea that somehow your team is doing it cleaner and better than the next guy.
Does anybody think that?
No, but I do have a line like, I mean this 100%.
Well, like Penn State.
Yeah. If that happened at my school. I guess I'm not the world's biggest BYU guy, but I really like Kalani, and I'm proud I played there. You know, I root for BYU, not to the extent of diehards or whatever. But I meant what I said. I will never root for Penn State again. I will not root for Baylor. And
yeah,
if
but
that,
that's not
it,
cheating.
But that's what I'm
that's,
saying. That's what I'm saying. It's not cheating, but there is a moral ground. If that happened at BYU and I found that out, I would burn every piece of clothing I have, and I would not root for that school.
That'd be hard. That'd be really hard. All right. Most fun cities. Yes, Las Vegas was number one.
Sure.
Portland is eighth. Here are your top 10 funnest U.S. cities. Number one is Las Vegas. Number two, Orlando.
Oh, really? I would have said maybe New Orleans. I spent time in Orlando, and I'm going to tell you.
Well, Disney World.
Yeah,
that's a big reason.
I've heard Orlando generally sucks, but Disney World is in Orlando.
Yeah, that's a huge deal.
I spent plenty of time in Orlando, and I give it two thumbs. Meh.
New York is three, Miami four, Chicago five, Atlanta six, San Francisco seven, then Portland, San Diego, and L.A., Austin and New Orleans 11 and 12.
None of these surprised me except for Atlanta.
No, Atlanta is a great city.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, that's when we were getting ready for the combine. We went down there and trained for like 3-4 months.
It's
Atlanta
awesome.
Is an amazing city.
It's
I've
awesome.
Never been. I didn't know.
No, if you've never been to Atlanta, it's a good trip to make because there's a lot that you can use that as your hub, and there's a lot of things you can go do.
Yeah.
Weather is great. A lot to do.
Yeah, none of those. Austin is the only one that I haven't ever really
I've never been to Austin either. I need to get to Austin.
That's when I can't come. The rest of them that I've been, there's always something to do.
McConaughey needs to text me, invite me down.
Let's make it happen.
You know?
My in-laws live in Austin now.
Yeah?
I haven't gone yet. They just moved there.
People love it. I mean, they call it.
That will be an easy way for me to go there.
My mom went to UT, Texas.
Yeah.
The University of Texas in Austin have a place in our family.
Yeah.
It was suggested that we all, because, we went to Monterey for Christmas. We all meet up and just hang out and watch the kids run around.
Yeah.
It was suggested that we go to Austin.
I think it's kind of cold there. I think it can get pretty chilly in December is the only thing.
She vetoed it. She was like, no.
Really?
I'm like, wait a minute.
There?
You went there. Like, what? What is this?
Well, take her advice. Maybe it's not that
cool.
Yeah,
she was like, no way, man.
Either that or she's got a lot of skeletons in the closet. She doesn't want to be like, whoa,
she doesn't
whoa,
want
whoa.
Us.
People see her on the streets and they're like,
that's her turf.
Like, what's happened? What's happening here?
Hmm.
Maybe this will ring your memory. I'm not wearing underwear. All of a sudden your mom gets all flushed.
Or somebody sees my mom and like, wait, is that your son? Wait, what about those other two? Oh, no.
My mom has
other kids.
Stay out of Austin.
All right. We got to go. That's in the news. Hot 5 at 5 next on The Fan. It is January 16, 2020.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.